in a nutshell, that's it. It's I think that this decision is saying that the HHS mandate violates the religious rights, the religious freedom of Catholic employers that serve the common good, like Catholic Charities and our schools, by forcing them to be in some way involved with providing services contrary to the faith. And it certainly also violates the religious rights of Catholic employers that own their own businesses and are more than 51% Catholic, because the HHS mandate forces them, without any kind of accommodation, to provide those services contrary to the faith.
The ruling apply only to formal members of the CBA, or could it be extended to Catholic employers or anyone who has a religious objection to offering these kind of benefits?
I think that the ruling right now seems to apply to the members of this of the Catholic Benefits Association. Whether or not it can be extended sort of retrospectively to similar kinds of entities remains, I think, to be seen.
And who are those members, for people that aren't familiar with the organization itself? Who do you represent?
Well, the CBA, or the Catholic Benefits Association, is a kind of umbrella organization for Roman Catholic dioceses, for Catholic Charities, for Catholic schools, healthcare organizations, and for private Catholic employers. And it seeks to provide for, I think, what you would say would be life-affirming and morally compliant health insurance plans for employers. The Catholic Church has always been very committed to providing good health insurance for its employees. And we've always had the freedom, certainly since 1973, it's been formalized, the ability to provide that health insurance according to our own teaching. With the advent of the HHS mandate, that freedom is being curtailed, and that's why we're in court.
So this ruling is exactly what you were asking for, and on the surface of it, and for the time being at least, amounts to a victory for your side.
It comes pretty close, and we're very, very happy with it.
But in the ways the legal system moves, nothing is ever definite, and nothing is ever final. So can we assume that this is going to go to a higher I hate to use the phrase, a higher authority, an appeals court, or eventually the Supreme Court?
Of course, I would not be surprised at all if it got appealed, and I think we're ready for that should it happen. And, of course, it's important to note that this is simply one suit. There are many, many others making their way through the courts for private employers and for specific religious entities. The most famous would be Hobby Lobby, which is now before the Supreme Court. But for religious employers, I think there's something like 43 or 44 lawsuits making their way through the courts right now. It's the largest religious freedom legal action in the history of the United States.
I have to ask, how do we wind up in federal court in Oklahoma?
Well, first of all, it's national, and Oklahoma's out there somewhere in the middle. Number two, so a lot of our dioceses, our member dioceses, are from the East Coast, the West Coast, and the Midwest. And secondly, Oklahoma is generally a pretty friendly place for things like this. And so it seemed to me that it was a good place to go. Also, the local archbishop, Archbishop Coakley, is very, very friendly to this as well. So it's just a friendly venue, you know, as they say, okay, Oklahoma.